Good morning, everybody. It's a cold morning, so feel free to have something close by or on to keep yourself warm. So let's take a seat. Close your eyes. We begin with a few moments to tune in. To follow your breath into your body. Let every breath be long and slow and deep. As we practice today, you'll find that we all shine in some poses and struggle in others. And that's only natural. So in times where your physical limitations keep your body from going deeper, remember that you can always go deeper into your breath, into your focus, and into your awareness. Let the inner experience really be meaningful for you. Don't worry too much about the outward appearance. So now let's begin easing into movement, releasing our neck, our head flows from side to side. Back to center now, taking one hand to the heart, one hand to the abdomen. Come to the rhythm of your body, the beating of your heart, the flowing of your breath. These words from Julia Butterfly Hill. What is it that calls you to stretch beyond what is comfortable into places that are uncomfortable, and to realize that you are more powerful and more magical than your mind could have believed? Now take the rhythm of your heart, the rhythm of your breath, together in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now with an inhale, arms circle up to the sky. As hands reach to the top, we let them cross over each other, and exhale, come floating down. Next inhale, let your hands circle around and come pouring from your heart again as we continue this flow, feeling what it's like to move to that rhythm of our body. With the next inhale, let your hands meet in a prayer. And exhale, let that prayer melt back into your heart. What is it that calls you to stretch beyond what is comfortable into places that are uncomfortable, and to realize that you are more powerful and more magical than your mind could have believed? Inhale again, arms circle to the sky. And now with an exhale, we fold our body into a forward bend. Reaching hands forward, let your fingers spread open wide, and we'll step our feet back. As we tuck our toes into the mat, we'll let our hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. So stretch like a dog. Let this pose help you touch in with those places in your body that are stiff or sore. What's it like to be in your body right now? Now lifting onto the toes, let one heel at a time stretch back as we begin to awaken our legs. So flow one side and then the other back and forth again and again, matching your movement to that rhythm of your breath. Feel yourself easing into your body. Now with an inhale, we'll take shoulders over the wrists, knees to the mat, kneeling plank. Exhale, push the hips back to the heels, child's pose. Inhale, come back again to kneeling plank. And then exhale, curl the toes, reach hips to the sky, downward facing dog. So
So let each inhale take you to kneeling plank. And let your exhales alternate between child's pose and down dog. Now let this music of your body, the rhythm of your breath, the melody of your movement, flow through you like a chant or a hymn. Now continue this flow until it takes you back again to child's pose. Once you found that child's pose, settle in a moment. Let your back body wrap around your front body like a warm and comfortable blanket. Child's pose is always available to you, so anytime you feel like taking a rest, please do that. Know your body. Resting just as important as moving. And now let's spread our fingers open wide again, curl our toes under and point our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And we step our right foot forward. Lay the back knee to the mat, inhale, reach to the sky. Kneeling lunge, exhale, let your arms circle back. And then inhale, forward and up again. Now explore movement in your shoulders. Big circles round and around. And then inhale to the peak of your breath. And exhale, let hands come back to the mat. Let's step back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, with elbows in, we lower to the earth. Inhaling, let's roll our shoulders back and lift our heart, a little back bend, cobra. Exhaling, it's back to child's pose. Flowing again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And with an exhale, child's pose. And from here, we'll tuck our toes. We'll point our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And now the left foot steps forward. With right knee onto the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, circle back and around. Releasing the built-up tension in our shoulders. Letting our body feel more free. Our joints are meant to move. Let your shoulders feel the happiness of movement. And then again, next inhale takes us up to the peak of that wave. And exhaling, we flow back to the mat, stepping back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhaling back again, child's pose. Now just continue to flow. Again, coming to the rhythm of your breath, the melody of your movement, that music that flows from your body like a chant or a hymn. Feel your body becoming warmer now. Let this hymn flow through you one more time. Follow it back again to child's pose. And then waiting patiently in child's pose once we've all arrived, we'll move on together. We begin to spread our fingers open wide again. And we curl our toes and our hips point to the sky, downward facing dog. And now we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Let an inhale lift you all the way up, full body sun breath. With an exhale, we dive into a forward bend. Spreading your wings as wide as they'll go, lifting up and down with each wave of breath. One more beautiful sun breath to the earth and all the way up to the sky where hands will meet in a prayer. And with an exhale, that prayer comes back again to our heart.
Step to the very front of your mat. Finishing this warming of our body with a sun salutation. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, slip the hips back into chair pose. And then with an inhale, come bursting up. You can roll back into a little back bend here if that feels nice. And then exhale, dive into the forward bend. Inhale lifts us halfway up to a long flat back. And then with an exhale, our hands reach for the mat. We step our right foot back, choosing either the kneeling lunge or a straight leg lunge as we circle arms to the sky. Exhaling, hands again to the earth. Let's step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, let's arch up. And an exhale takes us back to down dog. Now we'll raise our right leg like a flag in the sky. Let's step or help our right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands floating down, we step to the front of our mat. Inhaling, we catch a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, heart and hands lifted upward. Take that back bend if it feels good. Exhale and swoop down. Inhale to the horizon. Exhale to the mat. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then with an exhale, it's again back to the mat as we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's flow back to down dog with our exhale. Left leg now stretches into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, we come back down. We step to the front. And an inhale, our wings raise us to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up. Shine in a little back bend if you want to. And exhale, come gliding forward. Inhale, again halfway up. And now exhaling, let's plant our hands on the mat as we walk our feet back. And find once again that downward facing dog. Now, how does this down dog feel different than that first one? Can you feel how your body is a little more lit up now, alive and awake? What is it that calls you to stretch beyond what is comfortable, into places that are uncomfortable, and to realize that you are more powerful and more magical than your mind could have believed? So now that we've awakened our body, let's move to our standing flow. Into poses that will lengthen and strengthen and balance us. Right leg begins high in the sky. Now let's step our right foot forward. This time we plant the back foot flat to the mat and let's reach to the sky, warrior one. So start each pose with a foundation. In this pose, feel how both feet are firmly rooted into the mat. From that foundation, feel the rising up of this inner strength. Right at your center. Now let your heart lift and open. Let that breath that you found at the beginning of your practice travel deeper into your body. Now keeping the right knee bent, let's step the left foot forward and take ourselves right into chair pose. Ah, feeling the strength of our body here. We know we are stronger than our obstacles. Now step the left foot back again. Reclaim your warrior one. Let the uplifting feeling of this pose inspire you to live life to its fullest. And then hands to the heart. Now let's straighten the right leg. We're moving toward a pyramid pose, so if you prefer a little hop in first, take that now. And we'll start with hands behind the back, with fingers laced together. As we roll our shoulders back, feel the front of your body spread open wide. Feel your heart lift and open. Shine the light of your heart up into the room. Let it fill this space. Now, with our roots still firmly planted and both of our legs strong and straight, let's tip our hips forward. We enter pyramid pose with this wide open heart leading the way. This especially is one of those poses where you may find that you have physical limitations. So listen to your body and find where it feels like the right amount of stretch for you. It's okay to be where you are. You can always go deeper into your breath, deeper into your focus, deeper into your awareness. Now let's release hands to the mat. Stepping our right foot back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And exhaling, we push our way back to down dog. Let's take that flow now on the second side. So take the left leg high in the sky. Step the left foot forward, plant the back foot, and we're reaching up. Ah, warrior one. Foundation, centered strength. Heart lifted and opened. What is your inner experience being in this pose? What does it feel like to lengthen your body? What does it feel like to let go of stress and tension? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could relax into all of our challenging situations? Now, with left knee still bent, we step forward, chair pose. Let your tailbone drop a little to the earth as your heart lifts a little higher. In this chair, if you want to, come onto the toes and add a little balance. Every breath still strong and full. Step the right foot back. Let's find once again, warrior one, full of strength, full of power, full of uplifting energy. Hands to the heart now as we straighten the left leg, making any preparations you need for pyramid pose. Hands come behind the back. Let's lace our fingers together. Heads of the arm bones rolling back. Let your heart open, lift, shine. Shine like the sun. And then with legs firmly planted, straight and strong, tip the hips forward. Explore the pyramid pose. Keeping the spine long. As you find flexibility in your shoulders, your hands may be able to work away from your back a little. But if they don't, that's okay. That just means you're like most of us. And then hands release and come to the mat as we step our way back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And let's take our exhale back, down dog. From this down dog, lift, shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. So we'll take shoulders over the wrists. You can take knees to the mat or keep legs straight. Now with elbows in, we'll exhale and lower just halfway down. And with our upper body strength, we push back up. Feel the core strength this involves as well. So most of us will do this kneeling, but if you're feeling even stronger, you can try this with straight legs. Matching the powerful strength in our legs from that warrior one with the powerful strength in our core and upper body. Strengthening our body to withstand the stress we face. Take one more. And then dig your toes into the mat and stretch back away from your hands like a dog. Downward facing dog. Now looking up to our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. And inhale, this is to the sky. Exhaling, chair pose. Inhale, reach up and touch the sky again, maybe adding a little back bend. And then an exhale takes us all the way down. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale.
Let's take hands to the mat as we reach our right leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So we tasted this pose earlier. Find your foundation, find the center of strength. Lift and open your heart. Knee down, knee up, doesn't matter. Matters much less in this practice whether you can touch your toes. It matters much more whether you can touch your heart. Find that deep, rhythmic breath. And then lean this pose forward, reaching the head and the fingertips toward the front of the room where the ceiling and wall would meet. And then step onto the left foot, fly, warrior three. Soaring over the ground, riding the turbulence of gravity. Now pull the right knee forward, hands to the heart as we take the thigh parallel to the ground. Head lifting higher and higher. Shoulders rolling back to reveal your beautiful open heart. Arms to the sky. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Once you've found that lunge, take hands to the heart and let's make a twist. So we'll hook our right elbow across our left knee, bringing our body in nice and close as we lengthen. And when your spine is long, then let your heart roll open to the left. Feel free to stretch your arms apart here or to maintain the prayer in your heart, in your hands. Even as we twist, we still find our steady breath. We still maintain our focus. Now let the twist unwind. Hands come to the mat. We'll lay the back knee down. As we come to crescent moon, there's a deeper stretch available if it feels good by taking that knee back just a little further. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. Fingers laced together like a steeple over the temple of our body. Reach higher. And then if it suits you, another back bend is available here. Now imagine yourself, the sliver of the crescent moon in the sky. Let yourself glow. Let your moonbeams light up the room. And then hands to the mat. Stepping our way back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back to down dog. Now again, let's look to our hands. And we'll walk or we'll jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, lifting upwards. Here's that back bend if it feels good and your body loves it. And then exhale, swoop down. Inhale, peek up halfway. Exhale, take hands to the mat. Let's stretch our left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. What calls you to stretch beyond what is comfortable into places that are uncomfortable? And to realize that you are more powerful and more magical than your mind could have imagined. Reach forward. Make that line long, powerful. And step onto the right leg and fly, warrior three. Arms in any direction that help you feel steady here. Now pull the left knee forward with hands to the heart. Thigh parallel to the ground, but taller and taller and taller. Now shoot the arms up into the air. Step back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Find your foundation and grow from the ground up. And once you're fully into your lunge, let's take the twist. Hands to the heart. Left elbow across the right leg. Lengthen first and then rolling heart open to the right now. As we untie the tangle of knots in our body. Keep breathing, keep experiencing.
Now we unwind our twist.
Our hands come to the mat and we lay the back knee down. Remember, you can scoot it back a little deeper if that feels good.
Inhale, reach up. Hands unite overhead. Take the back bend if it feels okay for you. La Bella Luna. Again, we glow like the moon. And then hands float back down to the mat. Stepping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. With an inhale, we'll arch up. And with an exhale, we'll ride our way back to down dog.
From this down dog, let's lay knees to the mat and come to all fours. So let your hands walk back until they're right underneath your shoulders. You can bring your knees together if you'd like. Inhale, cow pose. Lift the head, lift the tail. Exhale, cat pose. Pulling belly to the sky to arch the back like a cat. Now follow the rhythm of your breath from one to the other. How nice this feels for our back.
Take one more inhale.
One more exhale. And then come back to your neutral spine, extending the right arm and the left leg, creating one long line from fingertips to toe tip. Now set the back foot to the mat.
Reach the arm to the sky. And come back to center.
Realigning on all fours, cow
and cat.
Now come back to your neutral spine, left arm, right leg, reaching. How far can you reach? And then take the toes to the mat, reach the left arm to the sky.
And come back again to center.
Take our hands back to their down dog position, so that probably means a little further forward than they are now. Curl the toes under, point hips to the sky, push back. Now let's reach our right leg high up in the air again. Take a giant step forward. Plant the back foot and let's open wide now, warrior two. So legs are very wide apart in warrior two. And the lunge, the chair, warrior one, we're all forward facing poses, but warrior two, now we come to a side facing pose. So our body facing the side wall. But our eyes will follow the right arm, right down beyond the fingertips. This pose reminds me of a timeline that stretches from the past to the future. But we place ourselves right at the center of that timeline in the present. Here in the present is our heart and our mind. Long, slow breaths as we now bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh. Left fingers pointing to the sky. Let's open wide into side angle pose. Let the light from your heart shine more toward the sky now as you roll open even deeper. What is it that calls you to stretch beyond what is comfortable into places that are uncomfortable and to realize that you are more powerful and more magical and your mind could have believed. Now let the left arm flow back down to the left leg and reach the right arm to the sky as we arch back into reverse warrior. The side bend for our right side. Make this pose magical. And then like taking a big cartwheel, let your hands flow back down to the mat where we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up. And take an exhale back to down dog. For the next side, the left leg reaches to the sky. We take an extra long step forward. Back foot firmly roots as we stretch out, warrior two. Create that timeline with your body. Reaching back to the past, forward to the future, and then place yourself right in the center. Heart and mind completely present to this experience. Feel the rhythms of your body. The heart is beating. The breath is flowing. Bend the left arm. Intersect the left thigh. Right fingers reach to the sky. Through this whole flow, our legs don't change at all. Now explore the space you can create in your body here. Rolling open to turn your heart and navel to the sky. Now reach the top arm back to the back leg. Scoop the left arm across the sky, the reverse warrior. And then the cartwheel takes us back to the mat, where we step back again, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to down dog. Now let's take our knees to the mat again. This time we'll drop our elbows down onto the ground for dolphin pose. So let your elbows come right under your shoulders, and to judge the distance, wrap your fingertips around the elbows. And then we'll take our hands forward and lace fingers together. Planted here on our forearms, we'll curl our toes under and point our hips to the sky. So it's very much like the downward facing dog, only on the forearms. You can stay right here, or you can slowly let your dolphin swim forward, taking face over the hands, and then with your strength, pushing back. This is your practice. There are never any explanations needed for what you choose to do in each pose, because we all support that you're learning about your body. You're listening to the messages from your body. Choose the options that make sense for you, that feed your soul. Pushing hips back again. If you've been swimming forward, let's lay knees to the mat. Hips come to the heels as we stretch our way into child's pose for a moment. And then spreading fingers open wide, we curl our toes under. Hips reaching to the sky. We're ready to step into our last standing pose, standing series for today. Let's look up to our hands and walk, or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, let yourself roll all the way up. And exhale, taking hands to the heart. So now we'll take a standing back bend. So make sure your feet are hip distance apart. You'll have just the right stability then for this back bend. And then as if you were pulling up a pair of stockings, feel your legs engage all the way up into your glutes. Now take hands to your low back. Make fists here that will massage your kidneys. Let the ribs float up higher, and then we'll start to roll our shoulders back. Our heart begins to lift. Our throat begins to open. Now, just explore where this feels good for you. Feel something even greater than yourself whispering, "I've got your back." Slowly then, that back bend rises up to stand. We'll shift our hands to our hips and pour the back bend into a forward bend. Enjoy this forward bend in any way you love it most. Head relaxing down. Feel your low back relax, your middle back, your upper back, your neck. And then taking hands to the mat, we walk or jump our feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale back to child's pose.
From here, we release our knees to the mat.
We snuggle our hips back into our heels.
And we wrap ourselves in love in child's pose. So let yourself be here with your breath. Enjoying the energy you've awakened in your body. Feeling how wonderful it feels to be alive, to be awake. To have stretched ourselves into places that are uncomfortable. To reveal how strong and how magical we really are. Slowly let your eyes turn to gaze toward the front of your mat. Watch as you spread your fingers open wide again. Curl the toes. Let the hips reach up to the sky as we return to downward facing dog, moving a little more slowly. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. And take a nice long inhale to let your body come slowly all the way up. Our hands will reach up to a prayer. And we're an exhale, we'll take that prayer to our heart. So now we'll take a balancing series. Let's begin balancing on the right leg. So take a moment to spread your foot wide and create a nice foundation. Shift your center of gravity over to the right. And we'll start with dancing Shiva. Let's reach our arms to the sky. Index fingers and thumbs joining together like an okay sign. Bending the elbows now, our forearms come parallel to the ground, and we sink down into the right knee and hip. Let your left leg then angle in space in front of the right. Feel how your back and spine are tall, erect, head lifted. Balancing teaches us so much about focus and being present. But know that it's always okay to come in and out as you need to. Now standing tall again, let's wrap our arms around the left leg, pulling that knee in as close as we can to our body. Can you lift yourself up to be just as tall and straight as before? And then left hand on the left knee as we open to tree pose. Let the left leg come out to the side, where we'll take the foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Joining hands together at our heart to establish that center of strength. From here, you're welcome to branch out. Be the Douglas fir, tall and majestic, towering over the other trees of the forest. And then slowly we come back to our center and back to the stability of two legs. Take a moment to give your body whatever release feels good right now. And then let's begin that same balancing series on the left leg. Spread the left foot. Shift your center of gravity. Dancing Shiva. Slowly arms rise up. Index fingers and thumbs together and we open elbows to the side. Sink down. Cross the left or right calf. Across the left leg in space. Feel how deep your breath travels now. I am centered. I am present. I feel a balance inside and out. Stand up, wrap arms around the right knee. Pull that knee in as close as you can. Let yourself be tall and straight. My emotions feel balanced. My body feels balanced. My mind feels balanced. Let's open to tree pose now. Right hand on the right knee as we take it out to the side. Foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Find the prayer at your heart that establishes your center. And from that center, if you feel steady, grow. Trees never stop growing. They're always receiving nutrients from the ground above and the sky below. And then again, we return to our center and to 2 feet. Take a moment to release your body in any way that feels good.
And then with a beautiful inhale, let your arms reach up to the sky. And with an exhale, we bow forward. Our hands come to the mat, our feet stepping back. Let's drop our knees down. Again, hips to the heels, wrapping ourselves up in child's pose. This time, you can have the bonus of another side bend by taking hands off to the right of your mat, feeling the stretch down the left side of your body. Come back to center. Take the side bend the other way now, taking hands off to the left, receiving the side bend in the right side of the body. And again, we return to center. Spreading fingers open wide, we curl the toes under. Hips point to the sky, downward facing dog. And now we come to the wonderful sensation of hip opening. We'll take pigeon pose here, but if you prefer another hip opener, you're always welcome. Step the right leg forward. Bend the knee so the foot drops in behind the left hand and the knee behind the right. And then take a few moments to just ease yourself into a comfortable pigeon here. Your pigeon can lift up or can lay down. But pigeon pose is an opening for the right hip. So take your awareness into your right hip. Find the place that this feels like the most wonderful opening for you. And then let every breath be long and slow and deep as you slowly, layer by layer, let the tension in your right hip melt away. Let every breath whisper, I am letting go. I am letting go. I am letting go. And slowly let your hands come back to the mat. Tuck the back toes under and step back again to downward facing dog. Feel the wonderful sensation in the right hip. And let's invite that good feeling into the other side. Step the left leg forward. Bend the knee so foot drops in behind the right hand this time and knee behind the left. So now the opening is for our left hip. Seduce your body into that place where this feels the most wonderful for you. And then just close your eyes. Be in your body. What is it that calls you to stretch beyond what is comfortable, to places that are uncomfortable, and to realize that you are more powerful and more magical than your mind could have believed? I am letting go. I am letting go. I am letting go. And now hands once more come to the mat. Tucking our toes under, we step back for what will be our last downward facing dog. So stretch like a dog. Push yourself so far away from your hands that you've created a long line down your back and arms. And then lay knees to the mat. Let's cross our ankles and come around to sit. Ready now to take our open hips into forward bending. Let's begin this forward bending by rolling back. Two choices here, either roll onto your back, hugging knees into your body. Or roll back, lifting hips and legs up beyond your head into the plow or the half plow. So come to wherever you feel comfortable being. In just a moment, we'll be rolling forward, and when we do, we'll stretch our right leg straight out, and we'll bend our left knee to take the left foot to the inner right thigh. So when you're ready now, roll forward. Stretch the right leg out, pull the left foot in. Inhale, reach to the sky. Feel the lengthening of your back and spine. Exhale, tilt the hips, close your eyes, and fold into a forward bend.
May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Now let your hands walk up the right leg, rolling back again, either onto the back with knees tucked into the body or the plow or half plow, wherever you want to be. So in a moment when we come forward, we'll do the other side. So the left leg will be straight, the right knee bent. So when you're ready now, let's come forward. Stretch the left leg, pull the right foot in, and inhale, lifts our back and spine as tall as they can be. And exhale, tips the hips as we close our eyes and take the forward bend to the other side. This time offering loving kindness to those people we love and care about. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. And now our hands walk up the left leg. One more time we roll back, either knees to chest, the plow or the half plow. So this last time now when we roll forward, it will be with both legs straight. So when you're ready, come forward again. Inhaling, let arms lift to the sky, lengthen. Walk the hips back a little if you need to, and exhale, tip the hips forward. Enter your forward bend peacefully, with loving kindness for your body. And now we offer that same loving kindness to people across the world. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. And now our hands walk up both legs. Bending our knees, let's all lower to our back this time, and we'll all take our knees into our body. Let yourself rock side to side. Get comfortable on your back. Find a place where you feel nicely centered on your mat. Let's take one more strengthening pose to strengthen our abdominal muscles. Bring your knees directly above your hips. Spread your arms wide on the floor like wings. And then let your shins rise up to be parallel to the ground. Now find that layer of muscle deep in your belly and use that strength to lower knees halfway to the right. And then pull in with your transverse abdominis to come back to center. And then off to the left. So really feel where the strength for this movement is coming as you go side to side. And as we use the strength of our abs, let's not forget to breathe. Once you've established this rhythm, if your abdominal muscles feel particularly strong, you can do this with straight legs if you'd like. Or you can just keep going side to side with bent knees. All of us focusing in on the strength at our core that supports our back, that helps us stand up straight and tall, that gives us that center of strength. Take one more to each side. Hug your body, or hug your knees into your body.
And we take inversions now. So if you're comfortable in a shoulder stand, you're welcome to lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders into a shoulder stand or even the plow we were in earlier. If that doesn't feel like where you'd like to be today, plant your feet onto the mat, pushing feet into the floor. Let your hips rise up into a bridge. In both poses, we're lifting our heart above our head as we relax our mind, relax our nervous system. Slowly and carefully make your way back to the mat, releasing your back just one vertebra at a time, safely and carefully. Once you've found your way all the way back down, if you've been in the bridge pose, give your knees a hug and your back will say thank you. And we'll counter these inversions with fish pose. Planting feet on the mat, let's lift our hips and slip our hands underneath our hips. Legs extended on the floor, we'll sit on our hands to tuck our elbows underneath our back. Now let those shoulder blades roll back like they're kissing behind you. As your heart lifts up to the sky, lay your head back. Now feel the length of your throat and neck. Let your collarbones spread out like the wings that are lifting your heart higher in the sky. Now to leave this fish, we come bring the chin in first. And we let it melt right back down onto the floor. Hands slip out from under the hips now, and we'll reach our arms to the floor behind our head. Take a moment to lengthen your body, stretching beyond the limitations of your mat. Now grab your right knee, pull it into your body, and then cross it over to the left as you look to the right. Relaxing now into the curves and the spirals of this twist as it permeates deeper into your body, bringing healing to the back and spine, bringing toning to the digestive organs. Let your breath wash over you. And as we let go with the left hand, our body rolls back onto our mat. Return yourself to that place where you feel centered here, and then take a nice full body stretch with arms reaching behind and feet reaching in front. And when you're as long as you can possibly be, take the left knee into your hands. Bring it to your body and then over to the right. Head now is turning to the left as we enter the twist to the other side. This one last gift for our back and spine. Enjoy every breath, still whispering to you, I am letting go, I am letting go, I am letting go. And now we let the right hand slip away, and once again, we return to our mat, we return to the center. And at this time, feel free to take something to keep you warm as we release our body now to our final relaxation. Now comes the time we allow our body to absorb all that we've done. To let our practice soak in completely. So relax, and breathe, and receive. Your awareness into your heart. See your heart as a deep well of love. Imagine, if you can, that love being a warm, glowing liquid. What color is it to you? Dip into that endless well and take that wonderful, loving feeling down into your left foot. Let that color of liquid fill your toes, fill your foot, fill your ankle and up into the calf. The knee becomes filled and then all the way up the left thigh till your whole left leg glows with the warmth of your love. Dipping again to the endless well at your heart. Now come to your right foot. Fill the toes, fill the foot, fill the ankle, fill the calf, fill the knee and fill the thigh, both legs now warm and glowing and filled with love. Dip into the well of your heart again. Now begin filling up into the hips, up into the abdomen, until your entire lower body is glowing. Return to the well of your heart. And let's begin filling the left fingertips, the left hand, the left wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm and the shoulder until it spills down into your chest and back to your heart. Take another dip here in your heart. Fill the right fingertips. Let that liquid flow up into the hand, through the wrist. The lower arm fills, the elbow fills, and then that warm flowing liquid comes all the way up the arm into the shoulder, pours back across the chest into your heart. Now let that loving well begin to bubble up until it flows up into the neck and then fills your head until your whole body is warm and glowing with that radiant color of the warm and glowing love of your heart. What is it that calls you to stretch beyond what is comfortable? Into places that are uncomfortable, and to realize that you are more powerful and more magical than your mind could have ever believed. Now lit up with this glowing love throughout your body, you may stay here and relax for as long as you would enjoy it. And when you're ready to transition into the rest of your day, whether it's now or sometime later, take a moment first to close your practice in a way that feels meaningful for you. When you've had your meaningful closure, whether it's right now or a little later, your next transition will be to roll over onto your right side. Resting there, still aglow with love, basking in that wonderful afterglow of your practice today. And then in your time, when your heart is ready, now or later, return to a comfortable seated position. Take a deep breath. Tune in again to your body, your breath. Feel the ways in which you've been transformed. Take a moment now of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how glad you are and how much that you came and how much better you feel. Now let's release our neck one more time. Our head flows side to side. And now as we return to our center, our arms catch a wave of breath all the way to the sky. Our hands meet there in a prayer. That prayer comes first to our forehead for love in our thoughts today. To our lips for love in our words. And to our heart for love in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. I hope you have a wonderful day, wonderful weekend.